Welcome to Bourbon, Beers, and Belvederes. I am Jerry.
And I'm Paul.
And Adam is out sick today. So I guess me and Paul have the reins for today's episode. But yeah, we got some whiskey, some cigar, and some beer products to talk about. On that note, I'm going to start out with one I usually go to is the Gunner's Wheated Bourbon, 90 proof, 34% wheated bourbon. Easy, simple sipper, kind of get the palate acclimated for what we have for later. So what do you got, Paul?
Yeah, I started out with the Redwood Empire Lost Monarch, the blend of straight whiskeys coming in about 90%, $40 bottle. I really like just about everything I've ever had from Redwood Empire, so good one to get started with.
I've liked them. I've had a few of their things. I have not had I've had their standard rye, and I've had the blend. I don't think I've had their bourbon yet.
Yeah, I think bourbon's Pipe Dream, I think. And I forget the name of the rye. Some giant, Emerald Giant, I think it's called.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I've had two different Bottled and Bonds, and I've had one of their cash drinks. And they're both, all of those are fantastic.
Yeah, this is a good one. I don't know if it's disclosed, but I think it's pretty much, everybody knows it's a high rye from, I think it is disclosed. I think it's the 95.5 from MGP and the 75.21.4. So high rye and a lower rye blend. So essentially a rye and a bourbon blend. Pretty damn good bottle for $40. I used to be able to get them all day for $29.99. Prices went up a little bit.
That's a steal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I would go through them at $29.99. I'd have all three of the core lineup in my cabinet at all times. But $40 still ain't bad.
No.
That being said, you want to, while we're sipping on these, you want to talk about this beard product of the week that we got?
Yeah, let's do that. Switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, because I just poured, so, and I only have one glass out here with me. So, yeah, I'm sitting outside. It's the windiest day in a long time. So, hopefully, that noise doesn't come through on my microphone. The cigar stays lit. But we are going to talk about some products that we sampled from Weatherbeard Supply Company. They're out of Tennessee. I got the Weatherbeard oil, and I got called Sierra Sunset. It's a citrus vanilla coconut scented beard oil. I've been using this product for the last few days now, and I really like it. It's thinner. I think last week we had with Toxic Masculinity. Last week was a thicker oil.
Yeah, that one was thick.
Yeah, going from that to this, this is a lot thinner, but I really like it. It stays in the beard. I just put it on a couple hours ago before I went out to a little Easter Bunny event with my kid, and it's only been in there for a few hours, and it's, I mean, it doesn't come off on your hands, but the beard is nice and soft. Towards the end of last week, I was getting some dryness on my face and started using this, and it cleaned it right up. They have a ton of different scents. Ingredients on the oils is, now I'm going to butcher this, but this is one I haven't seen often, Abyssinian oil. And then the rest of the ones are the normal, you know, jojoba oil, hemp seed oil, sunflower oil, coconut oil, meadow foam, seed oil, shea nut oil, castor oil. So I don't know what that first one even is, to be honest. I didn't look that one up. But all natural ingredients. Seems like they got a full line of products from oils, balms, butters, washes, conditioners, perfumes, soap, bar soap, and then some combs and mugs, coasters, apparel, that kind of thing. The one thing I do have to say, though, I'd recommend getting the samples first. They're $5.99 for a 5-mil sample, or because they are a little bit on the pricier end, being $25 for an ounce of oil or $25 for 2 ounces of butter or balm. So they are on the higher end of, you know, prices for a bottle. So I would recommend finding the scent you like first, going through their samples. They offer an 8-pack of samples for a slight discount. If not, you can just get one-offs for $5.99 a piece. What did you think? What did you get? Did you get oil also?
So I, with this brand, I started out with their beard wash and conditioner, because at the time I needed one. I was running out of the one I was using. And so I've heard good things with different reviews and hearing things around. And so I went with their conditioner and wash. Loved it. I'm still using it. Probably one of my favorite, basically daily washes and conditioners. But in the box that I got, you get like these little cards that give you 50% off your next order, your first order, whatever it is. So I ended up going with the 8-piece signature oil blend, which I think they call it the Beard Survival Kit. It comes in a nice little tin with all 8 scents in there. I've only used 4. The Desert Dusk, which is the tonka bean, pepper, and musk. The Ember Nights, tobacco, vanilla, and spice. The Saddle Creek, which is leather, cedar, and oak moss. And then what I threw in today is a Lakeside Lodge, which is teakwood, citrus, and driftwood. Now, I've liked these guys a lot. Like you said, goes in the beard well, absorbs well, makes the beard nice and soft, gives it a little bit of like this velvety, buttery, clean feel to it. The Lakeside Lodge, I was kind of iffy with, but that teakwood and driftwood kind of are in the back scent. It smells like you're at a beach lodge somewhere with like some, smells fantastic. Yeah, big fan of these guys. Feels great, doesn't come off. I'm actually kind of excited to try this Orchard Breeze, apple, cardamom, and amber. I'm kind of thinking about waiting. I don't know, we don't have many cool days left around here, but that sounds like a good sit around the fire scent. But yeah, they got a ton of different scents out there, the 8 scents out there, plus I think it's like 3 or 4 collab scents. You got 2 with Dan C. Bearded, one with our buddy Ken from Ken's Thompson, and then one from Healthy Bearded. They got their own little special editions. And then you got body washes and some cologne scents and everything. Yeah, I've really liked these guys, all from the beard wash to these oils so far. No complaints with them.
Yeah, no, like I said, they're on the pricier side by a few bucks, but it's not the right thing, and it's worth it. I mean, I'm looking to try that washout because I'm always looking for a good wash because I'm kind of particular about the washes that I go through. So I'm definitely going to check them out. And I was going to hint on that card that they throw in the packs. 50% off your next purchase, you get a QR code in. Seems like they do it for everybody. If we both got them and we ordered obviously separate. So
yeah.
So, I mean, that's a great deal right there. And that's all the more reason to start with some samples. Start with that sampler pack. And then, you know, you find what you like, you get 50% off your next order. You could order a couple bottles, and that brings it down to $12.50 a bottle. So now they're on the low end of oils, you know. So,
and then with this order I got with the samples, I think there was like a 15% off code in there. 10 or 15%, I can't remember. So seems like they're always sending out little discount codes. If it's, is that what you got, or is that just a business card?
This was just a thank you card letting you know that they actually put in 3 special business cards in my order. Each one has a one-time only 50% discount. So they put more than one card in mine for.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So like you said, they are on the pricey side, but they are sending out discount codes. It seems like almost every order or close to it.
I think, yeah, that's a good thing to do to cater and try to get repeat customers, you know.
Yeah.
Pay a little bit more up front maybe, but you know you're getting a good product. And then you get this customer codes at the end, and the next couple orders are highly discounted.
I did lie. There is one complaint I had. So with the sample bottles, they don't have one of those reducer caps or one of those little dropper caps. It's just open. You open the cap and it's open, so kind of pouring some in your hand or however you like to get it in your beard's a little bit strange. Like pouring oil into your hand and hope you have enough in your hand too much in your hand.
What I like to do, because I'm a big dropper, I like to do the droppers. So even when I get a full 1 ounce bottle that just has one of those pour reducer spouts, I rip that thing out right away. And I go on, there's a bunch of companies. I think the one we were looking at the other day, I think Luxurious Bastard, they have it on their site, I believe, or you can just pay 50 cents, buy the droppers. And so I just have this random clean droppers in my oil drawer that I just, whenever the samples, it works great for. Even like I said, a 1 ounce bottle, if it doesn't have a dropper, I'm pulling out a clean dropper and using that anyway. So that doesn't bother me as much. But yeah, the sample bottle that I got doesn't have the little topper either. It's just wide open mouth.
Yeah, usually I see like pictures like just that screw top online, and I just kind of think it's going to have a reducer top on it, but I've had a few that don't. So either I'm going to go onto a website and find it, go on Amazon, find some droppers or something. Just makes it a little bit easier. But yeah, that was my one complaint. It's really not a complaint on the company. It's just, I like to be easy.
Yeah.
I know how many drops I put in my beard.
Yep. But I just smelled it again just to highlight on the scent profile. It's subtle, but there. It's like exactly what you want. You're not going to announce yourself going into a room, but if somebody's close to you, they're going to smell it. Since I was using a big dropper with a sample bottle on this one, I actually put a little bit too much on my mustache and I was like, oh, I'm going to smell that all day. But such a good scent. It doesn't bother me. And, it's there, but it's not overpowering. So
yeah, the scent profiles, at least the four that I've tried, have been fantastic. So see, they know what they're doing with their blending or with their scent profiles there.
Yep, absolutely. So check them out, weatherbeardsupply.com. Now I think we can get on. Looks like your glass is empty as well as mine, so we can get on pour of the week, which this week I believe I sent these out for this to you guys. So what we're going to be sipping on here is 2XO American Oak from 2XO Whiskey. It's a 94 proof. I couldn't remember how much I paid, so I looked it up. It's about $50 a bottle.
Yes.
This is Dixon Dedman's company. Dixon Dedman, as many will know, revived or relaunched the Kentucky Owl brand in 2014 and then sold it to Stoli in 2017 or 2018. This company, 2XO, he started in 2022. 2XO stands for 2x oak, which is the blending process where he's rebarreling his hand-selected whiskeys that are already aged whiskey into new charred barrels. I've heard he's doing some stave work too. Can't confirm that, but I think he's doing some stave work too, not just only two barrels. But the American Oak, this is his first blend in what they're calling the Oak Series. It's a double oak technique where he introduces additional charred oak to barrels with a moderate amount of rye in the mash bill. So just from that quote I took off their website, that kind of confirms that says they're adding additional charred oak to barrels. So that sounds to me like he's putting chips or staves in.
I was going to mention it. From what I've seen, I was trying to look up to see if anything about 2XO. He keeps his sources kind of near and dear to his heart. He doesn't like to say too much about it. But from the sound of it, it kind of sounds like they're doing maybe kind of like a maker's thing, dropping some staves in there, some kind of either staves or chips or something inside the barrel. Yeah. Undisclosed mash bill from Kentucky somewhere.
On that, so it is Kentucky. And so there's a lot of conjecture from people online that pretty much narrowed it down that it's most likely a 35% rye from Wilderness Trail and 16 to 18% rye mash bill from either Barton or Bardstown Bourbon Company. So
I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, but you probably saw the same websites or forums on
probably.
That. But this one to me, I mean, the one thing they do say on the website, something about perfect for cocktails, which I never like to see the actual manufacturer or producer putting perfect for cocktails. As then you're going in saying, I just bought a $50 bottle that's good for cocktails. I can get a $14 bottle that's good for cocktails.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's only good for cocktails.
Oh, no.
I
can see it holding up in a cocktail.
Yeah, even at 94 proof, it can stand up. I mean, so let's get into it.
Yeah, so when Paul sent one of these 2-ounce Boston rounds, when I was getting it together today, it was filled up to the top. Like, there was no air bubble in it. So I decided to crack it and give it a little try earlier this morning, or right around lunchtime. The first thing that hit me, and it's hitting me now, right off the nose, is like a green sour apple sort of deal. Followed by some butterscotch. There's some nuttiness in there, a little bit of citrus. It's a good nose.
Yeah. Definitely a little citrus in there. Like maybe it's like a light citrus, like not a lemon, grapefruit or orange, something like that. Just a little bit.
Kind of just like the spritz of the of the rind or something.
But I definitely get that other fruit in there that I think it's the apple. I think you hit it on the head there. I was trying to place what that fruity note was, but there's definitely a little bit of a woody character onto it too.
Yep.
But yeah, overall good nose, got a great color, good legs on the glass. So get into it. For me on the palate, that fruit note carries through, but it kind of turns into like almost like a medicinal cherry, like a, maybe a cough drop.
Yeah,
which ain't bad. I don't mind that at all. I get a little bit of, there's a sweetness in there that you know want to pick up from bourbons, with the vanilla, the caramel, a little butterscotch maybe, but that medicinal cherry note hits me right up front. But then there's a little bit of nuttiness, and the finish is a little almost like a peppery tea, like a black tea maybe for me.
Yeah, up front for me is like the baking spices, a little bit of cinnamon, nutmeg are like the two main ones that jump out. Get a little bit of like an oakiness, but not like a barreled oak, but not so much of like a rapid aging oak. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain, but there's some oakiness there. The citrus comes through, but I get that cherry note towards the back end for me. Like right before that black pepper hits you, I get that little cherry note. I was thinking more of like a black cherry until you said like a medicinal cherry. And then now that's kind of like flopping back and forth. But yeah,
it's a good pour. I think we're right there, but we're flip-flopped. I'm, what I hit first, you hit second, and vice versa. Because I'm getting like, it's like a youthful oakiness to me.
Yeah.
I don't know the age on this, but it comes off as kind of like, a youthful oak. So drinks a little young. It doesn't look young, but that's probably because of the double barrel that's got some nice color to it. But yeah, that baking spice hits on the second part of the palate for me. The cherry up front, and then that oaky, spicy, which turns right into that peppery. But I just sipped again. I'd still get that tea note on the finish, which I really like.
But yeah, overall, it's like a little bit of a sweetened part of the nip back end. Yeah, I was wondering if they were going to come out, if Dixon was going to come out with a budget everyday shelfer, or just keep coming out with these limited releases. So when I saw this one, I started watching reviews when it first came out, and it was hit or miss. But yeah, I enjoy this one a lot. Then again, I've liked the Phoenix blend and the Innkeeper's blend. I haven't tried the other two of his higher end ones, but it's a good one.
Yeah, no, for $50, this is definitely a good one. I'd tend to stick to drinking it neat, but like we said before, it would definitely stand up in a cocktail. Definitely a good product. The label's nice, fancy looking, nice and sleek. It'll look good.
Yeah, clean label.
Yeah. So
I'm kind of curious if he's going to, because this one's the American oak, kind of curious if he's going to come out with like a French oak and a, well, other than that, you don't really have, you got Ambarana and Oregon oak and stuff, but those are a little bit higher end oaks. I'm wondering if he's going to start doing a bunch of random oak projects like this.
Yeah, I would imagine so, because, I mean, this was the first one. I think this came out in end of 2023, and this is the first one in the oak series. And then he also has the Icon series and the single barrel series. And I think this one is the only, I'm trying to quickly look it up, I think this is the only one out of that oak series to be released yet.
Yeah, unless it just got released, I'm pretty sure this is the only one that's out right now.
Yeah, I'm looking on the website. It says current releases, and I just looked at previous, and this is the only one. So, yeah, more to come. Like you said, it'll most likely be, obviously, a different kind of wood that he finishes in. But this one was a slam dunk, so looking forward to see what's next.
Yeah. It's going good with the cigar, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that it is. And this is a beast of a cigar.
A behemoth. Of a cigar.
You want to tell them what we're smoking while I relight? Because the wind took care of putting this out for me.
Yeah, so Adam sent this one over. This is the Nicaraguan series by Oliva. From what I've seen, it is a custom blend for JR Cigars. I mean, there's only two available sizes. You got a 5x54, which is a double Robusto, they're calling it. You get a pack of 5 for $43.99. Or a box of 10 for $54.97, which is a deal they have going on right now. Not sure how much longer that's going to last, but 10 cigars for $55 is a damn steal right now. And the one we're smoking is a 6x60, the double Toro, pack of 5 right now for $49.99, and a box of 10 for $97.99. It has a Pennsylvania broadleaf wrapper, Sumatra binder, Nicaraguan filler. And they say it's a medium to full strength cigar with a Maduro wrapper. I'll agree with that. So far, I'm probably just about to hit the second, third, or the start of it, I should say. And it's hitting more towards full than medium full, but it's definitely in that medium full range. It's a fantastic cigar.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely bold. I'd agree that it leans more towards full on the medium to full side. I'm still in my first third. It's definitely going really well with that first whiskey and the redwood that I had too, because they're lower proof. This is a bold cigar. I mean, there's a lot of spice and pepper that I get up front. There's a creaminess to it though. I'm starting to get like not a sweet note, but almost like maybe a chocolate note's coming in. So I'm looking forward to see if that kind of turns into a little bit of a sweet note that kind of counteracts the bold, like the peppery in your face, you know, note that I'm getting in the first third.
Yeah, that was so far. It's like I said, that chocolate note comes through kind of like a dark chocolate or a baker's chocolate. It's kind of like a toasty, almost burnt like, but not in a bad way. Definitely that black pepper. And there's like undertones of leather in there. I don't know. Before you jumped on, I took a puff and just kind of was sitting here looking on the phone. And all of a sudden I was like, some leather sitting there on my tongue. Like it felt like I just put like a leather patch on my tongue. But yeah, that creaminess is there too. Can't figure out exactly. It's like a melted chocolate creaminess sort of deal.
Yeah, not sweet like you were saying. It's definitely, I get the chocolate note, but yeah, baker's chocolate might have hit it right on the head. Like, you know, you grab that when you're a kid thinking it was chocolate and you're like, what the fuck is this? Kind of tastes like chocolate, but not really.
Unsweetened, nasty.
No, overall, I mean, it's a good cigar. I mean, it's cold and windy here, and having a nice full body cigar is kind of nice. I mean, it's a great looking cigar too. It's dark, it's oily as hell. Pennsylvania Broadleaf.
I had a note on that.
Super oily. I mean, I can even see it in my hands. I'm getting more oil off this cigar than I am if I touch my beard. But
I was going to say, when I cut it with my V cutter in the little crevice that you put the cigar in, after I pulled the cigar away, it was just oil.
Yeah.
Stuck to the cutter. Very oily. Nicely constructed. No hard spots, soft spots on it. Cap stayed together. The burn line's a little rough right now, but it's not terribly off track.
I'm the same way. Mine's a little wonky right now, but it's windy as hell here. I'm surprised my umbrella hasn't blown
over
yet.
It's windy here. And
mine's went out once since I neglected it and set in the wind. So I assume it's going to catch up. But I mean, yeah, just another good cigar from Oliva. I mean, I don't think I've ever had anything bad from them.
No, even their Connecticut's, the light ones, the mellow. I think we had one earlier on the show.
Yeah,
those are fantastic. Those are usually, if I want like a morning cigar out by back porch with some coffee or something, grab an Oliva Connecticut and sit out back. But yeah, this is a good one. Nice mouthfeel to it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Great draw. Well constructed. Like I said, the burns are, I mean, it's already catching up in my hand as we've been talking for the last minute. Yeah, great cigar by Oliva. And like you said before, JR Cigar is exclusive. So you want to pick them up, you're going to have to head to JRCigars.com.
Trying to see what it says on the band, like in the little mountains.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even see that was a letter, but yeah.
There's something there. I can't see what it is. I don't know. It just caught my eye. I was like, the band's just a normal band. I don't know what, inch, maybe a little bigger.
Yeah, a little bigger. Golden.
Gold trim with some red interior, like a woody look to it. Gold letters. And then in the mountain says something. I can't see what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Something
like a letter B with some other stuff. Yeah. I don't really know.
Yeah. But yeah, overall good cigar. Definitely recommend it. It's going to probably take a good 90-minute smoke, I would say.
Yeah. And it has good smoke to it too. Very smoky cigar. But not like, and like the ash end, more of like the puffing. Get a lot of smoke out of it.
Yep. I'm interested to see how it's going to pair with this next whiskey we're about to get into. keeping the theme of today's episode, this next one, you sent this one, right?
Yeah, sent this one out a little bit ago. So, and then I proceeded to finish the bottle without doing it on the show, and then ended up with a sample of it. So I got lucky there. We are talking about another 2XO. This one's the Phoenix blend. This one was the first one of his Icon series. Once again, an undisclosed mash bill from, or blend of Kentucky bourbons. Like Paul said earlier, most likely a blend of Wilderness Trail and Barton and or Bardstown. This one's coming in 104 proof. Again, no age statement. And this one was, along with all the other Icon series, hits right around that $99, $104 range. So a little bit up there in price, but I enjoyed this one. Out of this one and the Innkeeper, the two that I had, I enjoyed this one more. Just one, just because this one had more of like a brightness to it versus the other one was more of like the traditional bourbon notes, the oaky and all that stuff. This one was more bright to me.
Yeah, on the nose, I definitely get that. It's like a lemon citrus on this one.
Citrus with red apple is what I get on the nose.
Yeah. There's I don't know if it's like a, it's like a sweet dough or maybe like a pudding. It's a weird note to get, but almost like a vanilla pudding. There's a creaminess to the nose, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow. On the palate, that dark fruit just carries right through.
Yep.
Citrus still there. There's a little nuttiness. Definitely getting, I don't know if it's from the cigar, because Jerry said he was getting into some leather notes, and I might be getting into those now too, but definitely getting the leather, like a tannic leather note that's it's really, really nice with that dark fruit, actually.
That could be because this one, or should I say, unlike the American oak, this one is actually double barreled. So he gets the barrels and then throws them in. I think it's a blend, a different, I think he has some 3-char and some 4-char that he ages it in secondary, and then he blends them after that. So that tannic leathery note could come from that extra aging on it that he puts on it. But yeah, I like this one. Nice and light. That citrusy apple fruity note comes through. A little bit of that oak in the palate. Yeah. Nice simple cigar.
This is really good. This is fantastic. I really like this one. It's got a nice finish of like there's a lot of char there, obviously from the, but you pick that up on the finish, but there's a almost like a cinnamon cookie note there kind of too on the finish.
Yeah. I didn't get money too much of the spices until the finish.
Yeah.
Like it just coats the tongue and just sits on like the top of the tongue and just, like you have a cinnamon stick or something just sitting in your mouth.
Yeah, and I'd mentioned before how oily the first one was, the American Oak. This one is like oil. It's not super dark, but it's pretty damn dark. But it's oily as hell. And then you get that on the mouthfeel and you can see it in the glass.
Yeah, those legs are sticking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And paired with this cigar, just heightens the experience. I mean, the bold cigar, and this one's got a lot of fruity notes on the whiskey. I mean, it just goes together fantastically.
Yeah. One thing that I said on our little group chat that I forgot to do is with the cigar, according to JR Cigars, it's supposed to go really well with a spicy rum. And I forgot to bring rum out here with me. So after we finish this, since I'm going to have another like hour of this cigar, I might run inside and give that a shot, and then I'll post it on Instagram or something so you guys can see it and read it. But that was one thing that they said.
Like a bold rum or a spiced rum?
I would assume a high proof rum, not a spiced rum, like a high proof bold rum.
Yeah. Like an OFTD or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely going to have to try that too.
Because I don't know too many people that are drinking spiced rums on the rocks or neat.
That's why when you said that, I guess
if that's your thing, go for it.
Right. I know they sell a lot of it in the store. That's just not my go-to, but
talk about that real side thing. We had a local store do allocated drop. I think it was yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday, Saturday. And the picture the store posted you got all the Taylors and the Stags and whatever else there. And then behind it, I guess, was the rum shelf or something. And you see Captain, there's a Captain Morgan. What was it? The grapefruit rum. I was like, is that allocated now too?
Yeah, right along with that Crown Blackberry, right?
There's a store up in Georgia that I follow because I used to go there all the time. Well, not all the time, but quite frequently. And it was three per person for the Blackberry.
For the Blackberry?
Crown.
Yeah, no, one of my locals, I was talking to him about it just as I was checking out because they had some behind the counter and I probably should have grabbed one just for science. But he was saying, yeah, it was one per person. They got 12 cases and they only had those four bottles left behind the counter. And he said it's only been on sale for like 3 hours. He said like people were like coming specifically to the store to get that. So you
crazy.
Tried it though, right? You got a bottle of it, right?
Adam did. I didn't.
Okay. Adam did. Yeah. I remember seeing him post about it. He said it wasn't that bad. I've heard it's medicinal, but I don't mind that medicinal note, to be honest. So
I feel like it's going to be just like the peach and the, what was the other one that they did? The, was it salted caramel or something? Everyone flies out and grabs it. Give it a less than a year and it'll be sitting on shelves everywhere.
Oh yeah, 100%. And it's just so just sweet, sticky. If it was a little bit thinner and it was, I mean, because I remember getting a bottle of that peach and because somebody told me that with iced tea was a great like summer cocktail, you know, doing some stuff outside. You don't want to be sipping too strong of a pour neat. So, and it did, it went well, but it was definitely, you have to get unsweet iced tea because
I was going
to
say
so thick.
I have a bottle of that peach and I usually throw it in with some unsweet tea, which I don't buy that often. Shit. I don't even think they sell unsweet tea in the South half the time.
Right, exactly. So yeah, and then I remember the glass, like if you don't wash it right away, good luck, because it just dries. It's like you melted a lollipop in that sumbitch. But I guess there's something out there for everyone.
Yeah, not me, but I'll definitely take either one of these two XOs.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to see what they come out with next, because they got all the releases for all three of their series. I was looking, it came out late 2023. So they're a good 6 months from releasing anything that I'm aware of. So hopefully there's some stuff coming out soon from them.
Yeah, I saw, like, they got the Tribute Blend out right now. I saw it on, I think it was Cumming Whiskey on Instagram a couple months back. Can't remember the name of it, but they have another one coming out. Sounds fantastic. I wish I remember the name of it now. Starts with a K, I believe. So
Gem of Kentucky is their single barrel series that came out in November 23. And then the Tribute Blend is their Icon series, which is, I think, the follow-up to this one that we're drinking now, the Phoenix. And American Oak, I believe, is the only one in that oak that has been released yet. And the Icon has had the Innkeepers and the Phoenix prior to the current release. So it looks like if their website's up to date, their single barrel series only has one release and their American or their Oak series only has one release so far. So
yeah, the Gem of Kentucky is barrels from Dixon's stocks of his double barreled high rye mash bill at 35%, which is thought to be the Wilderness Trail. So basically a doubled oak Wilderness Trail. But those things are pricey. I think SRP is like $199 or something like that. There's a few different barrels out there. There's been one release, but a few different barrel that's been released. And from what I've heard, some are a lot better than others. And a local store got I think they got like three or four of them in, but I can't drop $200 on a damn bottle at this moment.
I'm going to have to get a pour of that first. My over 120 rule. I need to try a sampler or pour first, make sure I'm making the right decision.
Shit. Mine's always, started out like 75, 80 and then went up to 100. Shit. With everything going up, I might have to bump it up to 120.
Yeah. There's some stuff right around the 100, 105, 110 range that if it's from a good, you know, a distiller that I know that I like everything, usually pretty comfortable with getting it. But if it's a single barrel or somebody's pick or something like that, I want to try a sample first.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's palate's different. Well,
on that note, this Phoenix blend, I had a sample at one of our bottle shares when this came out, was 2 years ago. So I was able to sample it, and I think I went out the next day on my way home from work, or 2 days later on my way home from work, and picked it up.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be looking for it. I'd imagine you could probably still find it on shelves, even though it's a prior release. Because, I mean, 2XO is, if you're into bourbon whiskey, you know, obviously, who Dixon Deadman is and the 2XO brand. But if you're not
dropping $100 on a bottle.
Right, exactly. You're going to see that there with the label that you're not familiar with, and you're probably not going to spend $100. So I might be able to find this, and I will be grabbing this first chance I get. So definitely going to be on the lookout for it. But that being said, it definitely is going good with this cigar, which is definitely opening up, and I'm definitely getting that leather. I mean, it's in a good
way. It took a little while to come through, but it probably took, I don't know, half inch or so of the cigar. And once that hit, it opened up nicely.
Which is weird because I'm really liking it on the cigar, and leather is usually a note that I don't really like finding in whiskey. I don't mind finding like the oak tannicness, but the leather, I get that leather tannicness in some whiskeys, and I don't really like that note, but I'm actually enjoying it in this cigar, which is kind of weird that it would be.
I typically like it in a cigar. In a drink, it's kind of weird. I guess it's because I expect a cigar to have like a dry feeling, a dry aspect to it. I typically don't like whiskeys that have like a drying aspect, kind of like what wine does and whatnot, unless it's like a finished product. And then I know, hey, this might be, but something like this that's not finished in a wine or something, typically I don't like the leather finish, like taste to it, because it just dries it out a little bit for me. But I like it in cigars.
Yeah, no, this is definitely developing into a really good cigar, and that burn line caught right back up. So once again,
yeah, one little hiccup right there. But other than that, it's a straight line.
Yeah.
Came right back down.
Oliva makes some good cigars.
Yeah, that creamy chocolate note is still full force with that black pepper.
Yeah, it's not getting any sweeter, but
no.
It's I don't need it to, especially paired with, you know, a whiskey. I don't need it to get sweeter. I like it just like it is, to be honest. And picking up those, like you said, those 5x54s on JR Cigars right now for under $6 a cigar, right? It was a 10 pack for $47.
$54.97.
Yeah.
So $5.50 a cigar.
Yeah. That's, I'm going to be
versus doing the 5 pack for $43.99.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's crazy good deal. I'm going to be pulling the trigger on that one this evening. That's not the same size we're smoking. That one hasn't been discounted, but still, for $10 a cigar, this is a recommend buy all day long for me.
Yeah, we've smoked cigars that were in that $12-$15 range, and this holds up with some of them, and this is, with that deal, it's half the damn price, if not a third of the price.
Yeah, no, that's a great deal. That will be in my cart here when we get done.
Ooh, that's good.
With that being said, I think we're about ready to wrap this one up, unless you got anything else to add.
No, I think we talked about 2XO pretty much and this cigar.
Yeah.
And we hit up Weatherbeard Upstart. So yeah, I think we're done.
Yeah. No, the good episode, great products on this one from Oliva, 2XO and Weatherbeard. If you want to find their products, you can find Weatherbeard's supply company products at weatherbeardsupply.com. If you want to find the Oliva Nicaraguan series, you can find those at jrcigars.com. Be sure to check out the other Oliva products and their lineup at olivacigar.com, because they make everything they make fantastic. 2XO were the two whiskeys that we had today. We had the American Oak and the Phoenix Blend. You can find those at 2XOwhiskey.com. And that about does it. If you want to find us, where can you find us, Jerry?
It's Bourbon Beards and Belvedere's on Instagram. Let me pull up. So I know the TikTok one's a little bit strange.
Strange spelling on the TikTok one. I can never remember it. That's Adam's. So
it is. There it is. Bourbon. It's at B-U-R BN Beards Belvedere's. I'm on TikTok. And like I said, Bourbons, Beards, and Belvedere's on Instagram. And then at Beacons, which has all of our stuff on there, it's beacons.ai/bourbon-beards-and-belvedere's. And on there, which I'm a little behind, I do have like a little app sort of deal that has all the whiskeys, beard products, and cigars that we've drank per episode. So if down the road you were like, hey, what cigar were they smoking with the 2XO? You can go to that app, pull it up, and it's right there. And it has all the information from the cigars and whiskey, whether it's, well, this one's not, it's just going to say undisclosed, but like for like the Jim Beams and Wild Turkeys, you have the mash bills, the ages, and all that stuff on there. So you can find all that on there too. And then a couple affiliate codes, which I believe are still active, are on there too. So, and then our website, I think, is still bourbonsbeardsandbelvedere's.com.